1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Larry Grover is joining us from Conservatives of Kern County. And the book, it's an interesting book called Thank God for America. I guess the title says it all, Larry. Joins us from Conservatives of Kern County. You had a brief dalliance, I know, Larry, with the sort of the anti-Bush thinking for a while, didn't you?
I did, Phil. I was frustrated with the progress of the war, but I certainly recognize that the war is really the only real logical step you can take in the face of this global terror threat.
All right, but let's talk about your book, Thank God for America. It is part autobiography. It also offers what you call a blueprint for America. True?
That is true, Phil, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that. And there's a chapter that I want to refer to here called The Middle Passage, A Silver Lining, but we'll get to that in a moment.
All right, Phil. Well, the book, Thank God for America, traces my upbringing in Culver City, California. My father worked on the sound stages at MGM. He died when I was very young. Really, it's been mother and I since then. I was married, divorced. My wife at that time, Marilyn, didn't understand the work that I was so very earnestly involved in, trying to get Clinton out of office, who had betrayed the American people with this sexual dalliance. And so it was so important that there are things in our marriage that suffered.
All right. Now, I want to point, though, to one part of your book, the chapter called, as I mentioned, The Middle Passage, A Silver Lining. In it, you make the case that Black History Month, which is in February.
Yes.
Should be set aside. They should set aside at least a couple of days studying the contributions, as you put it, of the plantation owner. Now, obviously, that needs some explaining, right?
It does, Phil. Here's the idea.
Because the plantation owner was a slave owner.
Well, just let's back up. No one, I think, has thought about this, and it came to me, Phil. A lot of good ideas do in the simplest of surroundings. I work here at the Culver City Print Shop, and I walk to work because Mother and I only have one car. And on my way, I stopped to get a cup of coffee and a donut over here at a diner that is around the corner from our home. And I was having a cup of coffee and a donut, and talking with this gentleman who was sitting at the counter, and he was probably homeless, he looked like it, but out of the mouths of babes. And he said, African Americans have made considerable strides. We were just talking about the news.
Okay.
And he said that African Americans have made considerable strides over the hundreds of years that they've been here. And he made a point, and I said, boy, you know, it bears thinking about. He said, had they not been brought here, they wouldn't have made these strides. And the gentleman said that if they were still over in Africa, I don't think that it would be very enjoyable for them. And we both kind of looked at each other and, you know, laughed. And you're right, it wouldn't be very enjoyable.
But it wasn't very enjoyable coming here either.
All right, but hold on for a minute. Like I say to a lot of people, fellas, hold, you know, keep your shirt on until I get the idea out. And he said, don't you think it's legitimate for us to recognize the legitimate contribution made to black culture in America by the one individual without whom black culture would not exist? And that is, as I mentioned to you, the purchasing agent. And
you call him the purchasing agent. You don't want to say slave trader, right?
Well, you know, Phil, the term slave trader is anathema to a lot of people, white and black. It conjures horrible images. I do not use that term in my book. The book is meant to be read by all ages. I'm not interested in turning people off to ideas.
All right, well, you say that the purchasing agent, the people who made the purchase and sale of human beings.
The individual who, what I'm saying is the individual who brokered the deal, the point that the gentleman was trying to make is they have Martin Luther King Day, they've got Abraham Lincoln Day.
They got President's Day.
I'm sorry?
They have President's Day.
But they have it. I know they've got an Abraham Lincoln Day. And
well, that was Abraham Lincoln's birthday was put together.
Well, you need to look at your history. There's an Abraham. I know there's an Abraham Lincoln Day or something, a Lincoln Day. And during Black History Month, I think it would be wonderful for teachers around the country to take a couple of days out of the month. And if you'll pardon the term, you know, call a spade, because I don't mean that racially, please, you know, when I make these jokes.
All right.
And talk with the kids about the contributions of the you know, the salesmen to bringing Africans over here. To put it simply, one day out of the year, We could have bumper stickers, and I don't know if you've seen these, Phil.
Yeah, I went on your website. I've got one of them here. It's a bumper sticker. Looks like it's got some clip art of an 18th century schooner and the phrase, thanks for the ride.
Okay, now that is a whimsical way of saying for African Americans to say, when I step back, and this is what I would say to African Americans listening to the broadcast tonight, Phil, when you step back and take another look at this, you have to say, as bad as it was, and it was bad, you can't drink the wine unless you crush the grapes. And it did get many Africans over here, because if they were still in Africa and hadn't been brought here, we're talking about the differences between running your own business or making hit records or whatever you do, and, you know, and you're still throwing a spear at an elephant or whatever it was.
You're not advocating slavery.
No, I am not advocating slavery, and this is the roadblock you run up against. No, I'm simply saying that for 2 days out of the month of Black Awareness Month, can they set aside a couple of days to say the plantation man, whoever brokered, made the purchase, or wrote the receipt, or whoever, whatever you...
The slave trader is a good term.
But it detracts because it's negative.
Well, purchasing agent makes it sound as if the guy's working for a stereo store or something.
Well, what I'm saying is, I'm not advocating. It was a terrible time, and African-American ancestors came here the way they did. It was terrible. Had they come here voluntarily, it probably would have been better. But you know what, Phil? They got here nonetheless. All right? And that's what we're saying. If
so, you want 2 days out of the month of February or any time of the year to recognize that somebody white, in bringing black people here, even though it was in chains, it was a good thing. Otherwise, they'd still be, and you put it here on the dust jacket to your book, they'd still be back over there.
Yes, and I don't think that's what the way it reads on the dust jacket.
Well, yes, it does. It's a quote from the book.
But the point is that they would still be there, practicing with spears and this. And this is what we're trying to say.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I know you're a well-meaning man. I don't think that there's any racism overt. You're going to get people saying to you that you're a racist.
Well, look at Phil. I have made the book available online, and we're trying to get it into Barnes & Noble. But let me tell you something that's happening. It's a little disappointing. The book's been out 5 weeks, and there's been no recognition of this idea. This is a call to action to finally break down the barriers between the races, and people are not responding either by email or proposing this idea in schools.
Well, it's a radical idea to say that the slave trader, and I'm sorry, I'm going to use that term.
Well, it's a very inflammatory term, Phil. I wish you would not use it. For the purposes of our discussion, we can use the term purchasing agent.
All right, well, the slave trader, you don't want me to use that word. The purchasing agent, the broker, would be someone that you could look up to, or there'd be someone that you would want to celebrate.
Well, it's not a radical idea. I already explained it. The problem is a lot of black people are taking for granted all the great things that they have, and they don't want to take a moment to acknowledge the contribution of the white man that shipped them over here. And what I'm saying is,
look at when they're better off. You say they are better off here, even though they were enslaved.
I'm simply saying you wouldn't have black American culture if it wasn't for these guys that did the shipping. And if you and
see, you want to dance around the term.
You know what, Phil?
You know, you'll say the guys that did the shipping, and in fact, if I'm quoting you right, you just said to me, to acknowledge the contributions of the men that shipped them over here.
Yes, I did say that.
Okay, to me, it ain't sounding much better than if you were to just say the slave trader. 1-800-449...
Well, I've done the research on this, you haven't.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show, talking with Larry Grover on acknowledging that though it be a horrific business, slave trading, that the slave trader actually did black people a favor by bringing them to America, because had they been left in Africa, they'd be, and I'm quoting your book again, throwing spears at elephants.
Well, you know, you try to make that sound racist.
Well, no, but that's, I'm just, again, I'm quoting the book. Here is Benny. Benny, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I was just happened to be sitting here listening. A lot of things that this man is saying, I really don't agree with.
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, I don't agree with 95% of the things he's saying. It sounds just completely idiotic to me.
Well, if you could be specific.
Okay. Specific, you need to quit calling them what you're calling them and go ahead and call them slave traders because that's what they was. These people didn't wait at the dock of the border and say, okay, take me to America. They were took to America against their will.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with the term shipping agent. That's what I don't understand.
Because he wasn't no shipping agent. He was a thief. He was a kidnapper.
Right, that's a better term.
Let's call him what he was.
All right, so what he did was bad.
All the way, anytime you move one person from one spot to another against their will is bad. It's called kidnapping America.
All right. Now, let's follow the logic of that, Benny, if we could for a moment. This man did a bad thing, which means that, in essence, your ancestors never would have arrived in America, and you'd still be in Africa. Now,
I
put it to you that if you were still in Africa, I'm sure you would be a happy man, but you'd be weaving hats and this kind of a deal.
And I disagree with you a whole lot on that because that can go either way. If it wasn't for the African American, America wouldn't be the way it is now, and you wouldn't be on the radio talking this.
You got to watch your language. Can I ask?
Okay,
the gentleman,
I apologize. I'm just saying
that's a
that
very good
goes
point.
That goes both ways. That's neither here nor there.
Well, wait. What are you saying? You're saying
the man's making a good point. If black folks were not here, as every other individual that contributed to this country, we wouldn't have America.
Orientals, America, everybody contributed.
Well,
blood, sweat, and tears.
Okay, but if you take just one, all right. So what are you saying? I think the odds are we'd still have America. We wouldn't have maybe some of the things we have, but we'd still have America.
Okay. I'm pretty sure you would still have America, but I don't believe it would be anything the way it is now.
Well, it would be still a free country, and it would be better than Africa would be. And
well, hold on for a minute. Let's talk about this. The slave trade actually damaged the African continent in ways that we can't even quantify. If there hadn't been any slavery at all, the African culture, as we know it, probably would have been far further down the road in terms of its advancement had that not been interrupted by the slave trade.
Well, now you're talking apples and oranges.
How am I talking apples and oranges?
Well, you can't prove any of this. I can prove, though, that if the black folks were not, you know, shipped, and, all right, you want to say enslaved, you want to make, you know, introduce, I'm trying to make something positive here. That's what I'm trying to do. And all I'm saying is, can we take a moment to acknowledge that the man who made the purchase,
the slave trader,
did something good?
No, he didn't. He may have did something good to put some money in his pocket and the people's pocket from the slaves he was buying, but he didn't do nothing good
for
that.
Are you telling me you'd rather? Okay, I want to hear it from your own mouth, Phil or Benny. Are you?
Then we got to take a break.
All right. Are you telling me you'd rather be in Africa?
Hell no.
Oh,
I'm not going to sit here and say like that. America's the best place possible, but then that also goes back to saying what we were just saying earlier. If the slave trade hadn't never happened, how would Africa turn out to be now? How would America be
now?
I can't really say that.
I think, Mr. Hendrys, if you'll pardon me, Phil, I think you're talking out of your rear end on that. Because
oh, I see. Well, that's not an argument telling me I'm talking out of my rear end. I mean, I've done a lot of reading on the African continent. The fact is the slave trade did absolutely stunt the growth
of Africa.
The slave
trade totally demolished Africa is what it did.
Both of you guys are talking straight out of your rear ends. And the idea that you can see into the future is...
All right, look it. Benny, thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. We're on with Larry Grover, and the book is called Thank God for America. It puts forth the theory that, yes, slave trading was bad, but shouldn't we take a couple of days out of the year to acknowledge that the slave trader, or as Larry says, the purchasing agent or shipping agent, did a good thing by bringing black folks here because this is a great country and look at the benefits that they have enjoyed. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, Laura Bush wouldn't say crap if she had a mouth full of it.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, you're all excited about what?
Well, I'm not all excited. You know, Phil, I've done a great deal of studying this. But when you gentlemen said to me that America wouldn't be what it is without black people, and yes, I was nervous because I didn't quite have an answer for that, but I've got an answer for it because it's obvious, and I always had the answer, but I'm very nervous being on the radio.
What is that in the background?
We're running off, Phil, I'm at work right now. I work in the Culver City print. We're running off some wedding invitations for... some wedding or something. The gentleman came in and needed their wedding invitation, so we're doing that. The answer to the question, Phil, is this. Okay, yeah, you're right. If black folks hadn't come here from Africa, the country wouldn't be what it is. It might be better. Now, hold on.
Okay, now.
No, wait, hold on. Hold on for a minute.
Now, see, that is, you know.
No, wait, hold on. I'm not saying that it would be worse or better. I'm saying if you're willing to look at the possibility that the country wouldn't be as good, then you have to look at the possibility that the country wouldn't be as bad. Now,
the contribution of all people cannot be separated out. You can't say that, well, you know, we don't really need the black folks because we had the mix, the Irish, and we don't need the Irish.
Well, the mix, see, but you wouldn't use the N-word, would you?
Oh, come on, man, I'm Irish. Mick ain't anywhere near as charged as the other one. The fact that...
Well, I beg to differ, Phil.
I'm not going to get into a discussion about racial epithets right now. I want to talk specifically about your contention that it was a good thing that African-Americans were brought here the way they were because at least they were brought here, even though it was in chains, even though a lot of these folks were murdered on their way over here.
Well, what do you mean by murdered?
They were murdered in cold blood. They were drowned. If they had too many, they threw them off the ship. They were chained underneath decks. They died from disease. They died from lack of medical attention, nourishment, water. It's murder.
Well, you see, what you do is you take a perfectly good chapter from this book and you try to couch it in the terms of genocide and the Holocaust, and I reject that. And
Larry, you're coming very close to sounding like one of these revisionist racists who wants to rewrite...
The whole just... Boy, oh boy, you're trying to get me angry now, aren't you?
No, you're sounding like one of these revisionists who's trying to rewrite history. Well, you know, it wasn't so bad, and...
I didn't say it wasn't so bad. All I'm trying to see... You know what, Phil? I'm going to say this to you, and I say this with the greatest of respect, and because I've known you a long time. Boy, you remind me of my wife now. When she would come in and say this and that and something else, and I'm trying to get work done about getting this guy Clinton out of office, and she's standing there, and...
Wanting to have sex?
Boy, that's dirty pool.
Well, no, you told me that, and you said it on the air. 1-800-449-8686.
Gotta go to that Mexican family.
We're a Phil Hendry show. Here is Dawn. Dawn, go ahead. Dawn, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a couple comments. One is that I think that this gentleman's comments deny the success of Africans that are in Africa right now. I know many Africans that are very successful, very well educated, and there's not all Africans are throwing spears at elephants, and I find it very insulting, and I think it's very ignorant of this gentleman to think that the continent of Africa is all rules, all basically what you would see on like a National Geographic magazine.
Well, I think the lady makes a good point, though, but the point I was trying to make is that the African-American today, were they not here in America, they would be in Africa. And what's Africa right now? But yes, the lady's right. There are some successful people, sure, living in walled compounds outside of a few feet from their walls. There's the squalor of the third world, disease, AIDS, children being, you know, they get carried off by a hyena or something. I have no idea.
But what do you mean carried off by a hyena?
This is what's going on down there.
If I may make a comment right now.
Yes, ma'am.
If I could suggest to you that if the slave traders had left us alone, we would have developed and contributed to the continent like we have here.
That slave trade thing, why can't we at least agree to use the term purchasing agent?
I'm sorry. I will never refer to the murderers, basically the cruel people that,
purchasing agent?
That brought my ancestors over as some sort of, like he said, sales agent, purchasing agent, as some
like
business.
The guy's
we were treated like we were animals. And
right,
for you to say that there has some sort of value, you know what? If you really follow logic with me right now, I'm an African American woman. Okay, there is a lot of evil that has happened in the world to many cultures, and perhaps that evil has made, like you said, the wine press, people come out more developed, people come out of pain with a lot more courage and pride. But that doesn't mean that we celebrate the evil. What we do is we celebrate the people overcoming in spite of the evil.
But we never identify
the evil as good, and that's what you're doing.
I don't follow.
What do you mean you don't follow?
I don't follow. What is she saying? Is she saying that if she was still in Africa, yes, you're right. If you were one of the lucky ones, you'd be walking around with one of those, you know, with a... whatever they wear, a turban or something, but most of these kids get carried off by hyenas. Well, I don't know what you're laughing.
I'm sorry. You really need to take it. You know,
yeah, hold on.
I happen to know a lot of Africans.
Don, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. The slave trader. Did he do a good thing? It's the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
African family over there.
Larry, I'm sorry. Did you say something?
I'm sorry, Phil. I'm trying to get these wedding invitations out. What happened is about 2 hours ago, Phil, a group of young Hispanics came in and they said, we got a wedding. And so I said, all right, and so they want me to get these. But I will tell you this, just to follow up, Phil, if I could.
All right, well, hold on for a minute. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover, his book is called Thank God for America. Now, we're talking about the chapter, The Middle Passage, A Silver Lining. And you say that if it wasn't for what you call the shipping agent, who everybody's saying is a slave trader, and I can't keep my listeners from using that term.
Well, I think it's very inflammatory. Considering what transpired...
We can argue that until the cows come home. The fact is, you're saying that the African-American, at least they got here. Now, you mentioned, Larry, and one of my callers made a very good point, and then we'll get to your calls, folks. America wouldn't be America were it not for all of us, but if you take any of us out of the mix, this is not the country we know. Black people, etc. Especially black people, I would even say.
Well, what does that mean, especially black people?
I personally think their impact has been enormous, probably more than, say, Hungarian Americans.
Brother, you just stepped in it right there. Because what you're saying is...
No, I'm not saying it.
No, what you're saying, now you're saying that their contribution's more than the other people. And
But, you know, I believe that in a way... Hungary, you know, well, I may, you know what, maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah, you just said, see, you call me the racist, all right?
And oh, get out of here. It's not racist, man. It's culture. But look, how is it you said that America might be better?
No, I said, yeah, America would be different. The gentleman said it might be worse. I said, yeah, it might be worse. And you know, you want to know something else? It might be better. And
in what ways?
If black people weren't here?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think, Phil, it's a secret that if we did not have the African-American here, we wouldn't have the racial strife that we have.
Well, we've had racial strife with Hispanics and...
Not the inflammatory... And if we didn't have African-Americans, you're not going to have... you want to know something? It's a joke, but in a lot of ways it's true. We'd always find a seat on the bus. You know, a friend of mine said, well, if we had black people, find a seat on the bus. And Rosa Clark wouldn't... is that her name, Clark? Rosemary Clark?
Rosa Parks.
All right, well, she wouldn't have the seating problem, because my understanding was she had a seating problem, and that was unfortunate.
Yeah, she had a seating problem. She didn't want to move to the back of the bus.
Right, I understand it. And you wouldn't have, we wouldn't have hip-hop. Oh, God, I think I'm going to get into a tub and cut my wrists on that. Really, Phil.
All right, hold on. 1-800-44. Jesus, man.
Well, you're asking me to be sarcastic. I'm not trying to be sarcastic.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Stanley, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, why is it that only the African Americans came here unopposed? Everyone else has come here freely. Why couldn't we have come here freely?
Well, I can tell you, Stanley, it wasn't very likely. At that particular time in the history of culture, Africans did not have any real trade with North America. Europe did.
Well, the bottom line is, you didn't the
really
Europeans,
have ships that
the
could
Europe,
make it. And,
well, hold on a second. You've talked
well,
too
you,
much anyway.
Well, did
hold
you have any
second.
Ships that could make it? That's all I'm saying.
Hold on a second. How did you come here? You invaded the Indians when you came here.
Who, me? I know of nobody in my family that did anything to it.
Oh, nobody in your family, yeah. Where are you from?
My people are originally British, from Great Britain. My people are Scottish and Irish, and there's some German thrown in there.
Yeah, you came here and you stole, you killed, and you did everything else to get where you are.
No, I did not. My father came here and he opened
okay,
up
well,
a,
why, okay,
he
you don't want to you don't want to blame You don't want to blame your ancestors, but you want to blame my ancestors.
You know, I find that interesting, too, that everybody, that was somebody else's father that owned slaves. Mine never
yeah,
did.
Yeah, somebody else.
Mr. Hendry, let's talk about you. Did your ancestors own slaves?
I have no idea because my father was adopted. So They might have. I would say that it's highly likely that my ancestors at some point either owned slaves or were involved in the slave trade, even if they were seamen on a ship that was bringing them over.
Well, boy, brother, you just stepped in it again. First you say black people contributed more than Hungarians, and now you're saying your people, so what did they do, whip the Negroes? So your people whipped Negroes.
Well, all right, whatever, man. What's your point?
My point is simply this. This gentleman says, how do we know the blacks would have come here had there not been slave trading? My question would be, all right, did you have ships that could sail that far?
Did the Jews have ships?
Who?
The Jews.
The Jews?
Yeah, how did they get here?
Well, they
came over. How did the Irish get here?
They had ships that got... that made.
How did the Italians get here?
They had ships that made it that far.
Well, what do you say?
You think we wouldn't have had ships to get over here?
Sir, I say this with the greatest of respect, but, you know, a raft is not...
What do you mean, a raft?
What the hell are you talking
well,
about?
Well, all right, I'd like to ask the gentleman, at what point was African naval navigation in the 18th century? I mean, did you have full schooners? I mean, I don't know.
You didn't have one either, did you?
Yes, they did, sir. In Europe, they most certainly
Who's
had...
They? Who is they?
The Europeans that you're referring to. Now,
what do you mean the Africans couldn't got over here on rafts?
Well, that's all they had. Isn't it? I don't know.
Then why don't you do some research, man, when you write a book?
I'm answering the gentleman's question about whether they could have made it over here. I guess if you can make it over on a, you know, lassoing a couple of logs together. But I don't... See, there you go. See, Stanley won't say anything because he knows deep down inside, way deep down in a very private part of
his... I won't say anything because you're a complete idiot.
How am I an idiot? Way down in a very private part of you, you know I'm telling the truth.
All right, Stanley, thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449. I think you've insulted the man, really.
What? Phil?
Look at... Oh, well, you got to put a couple of some logs together? I made that point, and I'll make it again. The slave trade, when it came to Africa, destroyed what was a growing culture. It's like taking a kid and throwing a kid into a closet or beating a kid. African culture had cities. There was trading. There was a very bountiful trade and industrial commerce going on the southeastern coast of Africa when the Portuguese arrived. They completely destroyed it. And so to say that, if we went back, if they stayed in Africa today, they'd be chucking spears at giraffes.
All right, maybe they wouldn't be. But are you trying to tell me they'd have the atomic bomb? I don't think so. And there's nothing that can keep a hyena from taking a baby out of a hospital. And these are the things that the African people have to...
A hyena goes into a hospital and takes a baby.
I'm telling you that the wild animal situation down there is way out of control, far more than it is here in the valley, where you do have the coyote and that kind of nonsense. So,
all right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-44... So that's right, man. The hyena is going to go into the hospital and take babies out of incubators, as opposed to the valley where they just eat out of your cat's dish. Mr. Grover, I am simply...
You are trying to make me look like an idiot, and I wrote a book, and I came on with the best of intentions, and you've called me a racist. You've used the term slave trade. It was agreed by your producer we'd use the term shipping agent. You don't want to do that. Okay, so why don't I just go ahead, Mr. Henry, go and get a big, thick tube of KY, and you can keep the job going.
All right, hold on. This guy is out of control, bud. Talk to him.
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I want to be a black youth leader. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, okay. I'm not saying that I don't like hip-hop. I'm in the middle of trying to get these wedding invitations out, Mr. Henry. I was trying to come on your program.
Look, hold on for a minute. Let me just say something to you, okay?
Yeah, but I'm trying to get... I've got... I guess you call me a racist. I got 100 Mexicans waiting for these wedding invitations.
Hold on. Let me just talk to you for a minute. I'm not trying to indict you or say that I don't think your book is worth reading. I'm just saying that if you were to make the case that it was a good thing the slave traders brought black folks over here, you also have to understand that if there had been no slavery, Africa might have developed in a far more positive way.
Well, I'm not familiar with what you're speaking about.
Well, it's called history and culture. That's what I'm talking about. Isn't that what your book's about?
My book is about one simple thing. How about a tip of the hat to the shipping agents...
Here we go with that shipping agent thing, man. Yep. Hold on for 1-800-449-8686. Dale Wright, is that the name?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Yes. Good night, Mr. Groover. I am calling
to let you know. My name is not Groover.
Well, whatever.
It's Groover.
I am calling tonight to let you know that there are African Americans who has come from Africa.
What?
And these people, they came here already educated. And since they are here, they are studying law, they are studying medicine.
Yes, sir.
And those people were not educated here. And I would like you to know that there were white people who owned slaves. And if you are a Christian, you would know this story, this song, Amazing Grace. It was a black woman who owned the slaves. She was living with a white man, and they left.
Well, I'm not familiar with the whole. I know about the spirituals that many of the blacks.
John Newton was a slave.
A mutant?
By this black woman.
All right, now let me say, can I ask you a question, sir? You're saying that you weren't shipped. Is that right?
What do you mean shipped? The man came. You came here voluntarily, sir. Correct?
Who came voluntarily?
You did.
Yes, I came here voluntarily.
Yeah, so you're an immigrant in the traditional sense. You are not
I am a foreigner.
Yeah,
I am a foreigner.
You're not the descendants. You're not the descendant of an American slave.
Sir, when if you read
the guy
your
doesn't even understand you.
If you read your history correctly,
can I ask a question? Is this a female I'm speaking with? Forgive me for asking the question. I'm sorry.
Sir, if you would have read your history properly, you would have known that the ships came down and they deported the slaves to every different country.
Uh huh.
So it isn't that I
yes, ma'am.
I'm from one country. And I'm not an American. They dropped some in America.
Well, now you're a Jamaican, is that correct?
No, I am a Trinidadian.
I was born in Trinidad,
West Indies.
You're Canadian?
Trinidad,
from Trinidad.
West Indies.
And where is that located, sir?
The West Indies.
Where is that?
The
Trinidad, Trinidad and Tobago.
All right, sir, are you calling me?
Cosmopolitan country?
Are you calling me from Trinidad at this moment?
No, I'm calling you from Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. I am a foreigner.
Your name is?
And I came here of my own free will.
So you are not calling from Trinidad, Tobago?
Sir.
Jesus.
A black person is a black person. It doesn't matter where you are from. All black people are not the same. We don't think alike.
May I say, at this time,
the color of the skin is the heart.
I'd like to be able to order I'd like to be able to order, if you don't mind, a rum punch without getting a lot of attitude when
sir,
I go to your
I'm
country.
I'm a born-again Christian.
Come on.
I do not drink.
No. I'm saying that when I go to Trinidad, I'd like to be able to order a lousy rum punch without getting a lot of attitude from many of the locals. That's all.
What is that about, man?
You know something? I'm very surprised at you. Your skin is white, but your mentality is gross. Have a nice night.
Green?
Bye.
Mr. Henry, at this time, I would like to say...
You know, you sound stupid, though, man.
Okay, now that's the last time you're going to insult me.
No, I mean, you know, I'd like to go to your country and get a rum punch without getting attitude.
Well, I would. And at this time, Mr. Henry, I'd also like to point out to your listeners, and there will be a letter to the FCC. At no time did you even help me with the gender of that person. I was left to swim in a sea of confusion. I didn't know if it was a he, an it... And
what difference does it make?
Well, what was it?
Put him on hold. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Survivor Compton. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Larry Groover with us. We got a few more, just a couple of seconds. I want to get a call in, and then I'll plug the book.
Well, Barnes & Noble, because of the politics, won't put it in their store. See, that's how, liberal they are.
Okay, Larry, that's why they won't put it in the store, because of their, they're liberal.
So in other words, they're putting it in the store because the book sucks. Is that what you're trying to say? Because you can go ahead and spit it out.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Phil, I don't need this abuse.
Let me take another call. Clark, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm glad I can address this author. I'd like to say that Nobody can deny that the historical outcome of the slave trade on the Africans has led to a better standard of living for the African Americans in America. Like, nobody can deny that. That's a fact of history. That the people who are brought over, the ancestors, let me finish. The ancestors of these slaves who were brought over.
I'm glad you agree with me.
No, listen, let me finish.
Well, it's all right. You've said enough.
Let him finish. You can't deny that these purchasing agents were engaged in the trading of slaves. They were motivated by money. They weren't motivated.
Hold on for a minute. Will you listen to the gentleman?
Listen, okay?
I got flyers that I got to do for a swap meet.
Listen to the guy.
Okay?
You know
the historical outcome, but you can't deny that these purchasing agents were engaged in the trade of slaves. They were motivated by profit, eventual outcome that the Africans would eventually benefit. They had no idea that the slaves are going to be traded. We're going to be freed one day, and that would eventually lead to a higher standard of living. Therefore, they should not be celebrated as some kind of heroes or something, just because the eventual outcome. Was positive. They're still evil.
Like,
and I don't understand why you want to deny that I don't understand why you have a problem with calling them slave traders. A purchasing agent is someone who purchases, buys and sells things, right? What is he buying and selling? Slaves, right? Who is he selling it to? Slavers. You can't deny that they were caged, that they were inhumanely taken over, and you can't deny these kinds of things. You're clearly an extremist.
Do you call a guy that is a purchasing agent for toys a toyer? No.
I'm already laying these flyers out for the swap meet at the Rose Bowl
because you guys are Oh man.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.